This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, and it's been a while here on ORFM's Awesome Morning Show since we caught up with the work of Dream South D. And so this morning we welcome to the Awesome Morning Show Dream South D project lead Rosie Hill, who's joining us to bring us up to date with a few of the projects that are underway with Dream South D. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Rosie. Thanks for coming in.
Morena, Jeff. Thanks for having me. It has been quite a while since I've been in to have a chat, so Thanks. Appreciate it.
Let's just remind our listeners, Rosie, what Dream South D is all about. People ask you why you're there in the community. What do you say?
So we are a community-led development program. We're in partnership with the Department of Internal Affairs. It's a five-year funded project. There's been similar projects locally. Valley Project, I think, was one of the groups that had the first.
I think that was the
funding.
First.
Yeah. Yes. And Project Bruce down in Milton as well. I think they're just finishing up their partnership. And we've got about 2 years to go. So our kaupapa is making amazing things happen for South Dunedin.
Nice.
Yeah.
And your role within that?
So I'm project lead. Initially came on as project coordinator, and with some changing of staff, I'm now project lead and just making everything's moving forward at a good pace.
So much going on in South Dunedin.
Yes.
So many conversations in and about South Dunedin.
Absolutely.
And we know there's a lot of work going on, particularly around discussing South Dunedin's future.
Yeah.
But I guess you're more on the ground right now. What can we do to develop community capacity and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. And to bring a bit of joy, a bit of attention, and keep things exciting. Remind people that it's a great place. A great place to come, great place to be, great place to live.
Indeed it is. Yep. Now, someone who's been going through the community of late might have noticed a few wee changes, a few little dots around the place, which we're calling the Did You Know dots.
Yes.
Tell us about the background to that.
I think this came from an idea from one of our trustees looking at similar things in the UK where you have lovely permanent plaques. So the point of them is to highlight the stories and the heritage, but also the recent stories that make South Dunedin so special and unique. So we've put out 20 temporary dots around the community, just highlighting points of interest. And the idea is not to be, too heavy, but just make people stop and go, oh,
did you know?
Did not know that. and get people sharing their stories as well. Just building on that sense of community and pride of place.
Nice. Conversation starters in a way.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
For example?
For example, we've hit all the classic heritage highlights, such as the Dunedin Gas Works and the rope walk at Donaghy's. But we've also got Rachel Reynolds as the birthplace of New Zealand's first purpose-built kindergarten, the Chinese Market Gardeners, and things like the Main Street being the first late-night shopping in New Zealand, definitely the South Island, introducing those Thursday late night shopping that people
late night shopping. That's a thing of the past.
Yes, exactly.
Used to love it back in the day on a Friday night in the centre of the city, but obviously out in South Sea on a Thursday
on
night.
On a Thursday,
I do remember that. So there we go. It'll evoke memories. It'll get perhaps people who are just happened upon these little information dots to have a chat with whoever they're with and start remembering and celebrating some of the great things that have been achieved in the year over time.
Absolutely. There was a walking group who'd picked up, we've got a Google map online on our website where you can go in and see the dots that we have now. And a local walking group attempted to sort of hit them all in a morning. And the feedback from them was lovely, that it just sparked off all of those stories and the memories, which is what we're really hoping to achieve.
That's a really nice idea. Just following the dots, as it were.
Yeah.
And so that may not be the end of this concept. You've struck upon, I guess, some of the ones that people more might commonly know about. The Southern area, Dunedin area, or want to know kind of historically. Mm. But there's more, no doubt.
Oh, 100%. And so being that we sort of did the initial research of what we can find, but knowing that there's so much more out there, so what we'd really like is for people to contact us with their local history, knowledge, their stories. We're hoping to produce at least another 20 and collate that information into a community resource. To that end, we've had conversations with Heritage New Zealand. Alison Breeze has been very helpful at looking at making like an online app or a trail, maybe a series of trails, depending on how much, maybe one more heritage, one more recent, possibly a map. We're not 100% sure what that will look like, but we'd like to leave that behind for the community.
Nice idea. So how are you going about trying to unearth some more stories?
Well, coming to talk on the radio with you, Jeff. as well as we're doing a lot of social media promotion, posters. I'm off to Queens High School this afternoon to have a chat with them. So just trying to reach out to as many groups as possible, to gather all of that knowledge.
All right. And so you're happy for people to say, hey, look, Rosie, we think this might be something that could be added to the list of amazing
Absolutely.
And interesting facts about South Dunedin?
Absolutely, yes.
Perhaps with an historical event to it? And then, I mean, have you got a timeline for any of this?
We're holding it open until the end of the year. We've actually got quite a busy end to the year with several upcoming events. So we'll hold this open until the end of the year, and then start of next year we'll look at collating these new ones.
I guess someone might come with, I think this will happen, and you might have to do a little bit of digging around, a bit of research.
So they do need to be fact checkable, but sometimes those anecdotes are the best as well.
What a fantastic idea. And it's a really simple idea in essence, isn't it?
Very much so.
And it does a number of things. It gets those conversations happening, but particularly if it goes into like a walking trail or something like that, that's encouraging people to get out and about, to take some pride in their local area, get some exercise, maybe meet up with friends and family and do all that stuff.
Absolutely. And on that note, actually, with the upcoming Heritage Festival in October, we're doing two tours, with Alison Breeze and myself, which will be on Tuesday the 28th of October at 11 o'clock and Wednesday the 29th of October at 2 p.m.
Love that, so Heritage Festival.
Oh, so good.
There's plenty of news yet to come about what is planned for that festival too, and we will be certain to bring all of that to you here. Okay, that's great. So you've got a bit on the boil at the moment. Anything else to look forward to in terms of what Dream South D's getting involved in?
Yes, we've got a couple of upcoming events. The first one is the Sports Reconnect, and we are having a call out for donations at the moment. So that'll be a sports gear swap of pre-loved, nearly new, good quality second-hand items. Now, King's High School is hosting that. We've got Sport Otago on board with their reconnecting gear, and some volunteers from Queens as well are coming along to assist as well. And we'll have free barbecue. I think Sport Otago bring some play items, so it will be a fabulous day. And we're collecting donations at our office, so do please get in touch if you've got good quality items. And that'll be a free event for the community. You can bring items on the day to donate or swap, or just come and get what you need. The whole goal is to keep the rangatahi and tamariki active and in sport.
And goodness knows that the rate that they're growing, often one season might be all you get out of a bit of gear.
Absolutely, yeah. And also if kids are in different homes and moving around, and and I know just from my own experience of having children, exactly how quickly they do grow and go through those things.
Yeah, yeah. And how expensive they are to replace.
Yes.
What a great idea.
Yeah, we'll have some free giveaway items on the day as well, and it's going to be fabulous.
All right.
And then the next thing off the boat is we're bringing back the Otipoti Buskers Festival.
Ah, it's been a while since we've seen that.
Yeah, so that was South Dunedin Busking Festival. I think the last time that run was in 2019. So building off the mahi of the previous organisers, and it's a real collaborative team effort. We've got people in the planning group from the South Dunedin Community Network, Gasworks, Southern Heritage, and Gravity Events, and everyone's so excited to bring it back.
And how widely will you be casting the net in terms of inviting buskers along?
Well, we'll be putting out the comms this week. People are welcome to come from anywhere. I guess being that this is the first time coming back, it might take a bit of momentum and hopefully grow. But also the lovely thing about previous events is it's been that, you know, there's been lots of youth. I was looking back over the previous prize winners, and I've seen, you know, people who are now really active in the local music scene, kids, there's community singing groups that have come along in the past. So it'll be fabulous and just a bright, lovely day of joy.
For those who enjoy the South Dunedin Street Festival, we get a lot of that kind of talent turning up and performing for the community on those days, so they might relish the opportunity to be part of the Buskers Festival as well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that, as the South Dunedin Street Festival does, will bring people from across the city and perhaps out of town to come along and spend some time in South D as well.
Absolutely. And so this come from, you know, the community engagement feedback where people had asked for more events similar to the South Dunedin Street Festival, which we love. And this is a little bit of a smaller footprint. There's no road closure. It's all very low-key. Again, a free event. But if you are coming along, please bring coins for the buskers
to
support them as well.
Yes, very few have FBOS machines.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh, well, there's a lot for us, Rosie, to keep an eye out for in terms of things happening in South Dunedin and with the input of Dream South D. So, with all of that in mind, how can we stay in touch with all of this and what's the best way to find Dream South D?
Yes, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We keep that very well updated. Our website, we have all our projects up there as well as a news page for upcoming events and initiatives. You can contact us on hello@dreamsouthd.org.nz if you've got any dots you want to submit or just to find out more information, or just pop into the office, 183 King Edward Street.
What kind of office hours do you keep there?
We do about 9 till 4, Monday to Friday. We're also hosting the JP services at the moment in the interim before the new library opens. So a lot more people have become familiar with our space, which is fabulous. Yeah.
Gosh, look, we've talked about so much. So let's not to make a stranger of you, Rosie. We'll catch up with you again on the awesome morning show.
Hopefully some more very exciting updates to tell the good people of Dunedin very soon.
Lovely stuff. Rosie Hill, Dream South D Project Lead, joining us today on the awesome morning show.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.